What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by Public Square. You can download the app for free in the App Store. Stop doing business with people who hate you. I'm Mike Slater. Thanks for being here. Before we get to the main theme of the week, just a little encouragement here. I love this idea that Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4:5. Train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. This idea of training yourself, the word train here in Greek is where we get the word gymnasium, but it's in the present tense. So it's ongoing. You're constantly training. It's not a one-time experience that you did one time. You didn't do one workout. It is constant training, repeatedly, every day, training yourself for godliness. Just wanted to share that. We're doing a little bit of that here, and I'm grateful you're here. So we're talking about the second of the eight Beatitudes. Blessed are those who mourn, or happy are the sad. Jesus said, happy are the sad. What? People are looking to escape sadness. There are a million ways to distract yourself or entertain yourself. We talked about Prince Harry yesterday and his addiction to psychedelics, how they mean so much to him. There's nothing new under the sun. Psalm 55, David said, my heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling have beset me. Horror has overwhelmed me. Right? So things aren't going well. So what did he say? I said, oh, that I had the wings of a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would flee far away, stay in the desert. I would hurry to my place of shelter far from the tempest and the storm. There's David saying, times are tough. I wish I could run away. I wish I could fly away from difficulties. One way or the other, any way to avoid mourning. But the Bible says, blessed are those who mourn. So how can that be? All we want to do is avoid it. And Jesus said, blessed are those who do it. So before we talk about what it means to mourn, let's talk about what it does not mean. Five things. First, it does not mean blessed are those who are miserable. So there's no need to go around moping like Eeyore, being all negative all the time. Say, oh, look how mournful I am. Oh, I'm mourning. Blessed is me, I'm mourning. That's not it. Second thing, it is not. It is not about being depressed or full of self-pity. Oh, woe is me. Woe is me. What are you doing? Oh, I'm being mournful. No. Number three, this is not about sadness that comes when something bad happens, like when someone dies. Of course we mourn a loved one, but that's not what this is. Jesus is not talking about bereavement. This is a very important point. This is what most people think it is. Most people think it's Jesus saying, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. So I'll get to that in a second. Fourth point. This is not about mourning because you want something and can't get it. King Ahab laid in his bed and wouldn't eat because he wanted this guy's vineyard and the guy wouldn't sell it to him. Oh, I want it so badly. So Jesus is not saying, blessed is King Ahab, moping in his bed because he wants something and can't get it. That's not what it is. Fifth thing that this is not. He is not saying, blessed are those who feel guilty about something bad they did. And then because they did a bad things happened, and now they feel bad about this. So David's very sinful son, Absalom, tried to dethrone David, and they went to battle. And Absalom was killed by David's army, and David was distraught. But not because his arrogant son died, as much as David's guilt that he was a terrible father that led to this. And he was sad about it. He was so overcome by guilt and mourning that his men, his army, was like, well, what are you... Would you be this sad if all of us died and he lived? David was showing a worldly sorrow, not a godly sorrow. Back to that point I made earlier. It's very tempting to say, I feel sad about something. I'm mourning. But Jesus said, blessed is me, and I will be comforted eventually. Just give it time. Time heals all wounds. That's not what's going on here. So, all right, smarty pants, what is going on here? If it's not time heals all wounds, blessed are those who mourn because they'll be comforted because I'm sad because someone died, and Jesus says, blessed is me. If it's not that, what is it? We'll break it down tomorrow. But in the meantime, until then, let's take the day to put those things that we are mourning into a separate category. Let's clear out our space here. Let's put those in a separate category of mourning. And leave open this category that Jesus is talking about. And we'll get ready for his promise tomorrow. Every week, there's a new company that comes out and makes it official. We disagree with everything you stand for, and we are now making it our primary purpose as a company to fight against everything you believe in. It's like, oh, thanks, Hershey's. And then we blindly go along and give them more of our money. It's unbelievable. And we do it because there's no alternatives. This is where Public Square comes in. You can search for national and local companies that share your values. In order for a business to be on the app, they have to agree that these are values that we align with. So you know that you are giving your money to good people. Public Square, it's an app. Connects freedom-loving Americans to businesses and a community that shares our values. So stop buying toys from a company that pushes this agenda that you disagree with, that's bad for our country. There's a section of kids' toys from companies that it is a pleasure to support. For instance, there's tons of different categories on the app. It's totally free download. Public Square in the App Store, publicsq.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.